Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com.
You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit our website for thousands more.
What if hipster is just this thing that's empowering us to pursue our passions and be who we want to be? Millennials demand that in this life, we can actually do what we want to do. We don't have to stay at a huge company for, you know, 25 years the way that our fathers and mothers did. We can actually live this short life the way we mean to, if we want to.
The idea of the hipster is not new by any stretch. The term itself was coined in the 1940s, and it's really just a lazy way of labeling the youth of today. Every generation has its youth movement, searching for truth, beauty, and authenticity in this world. Quote-unquote hipsters of today can be credited or discredited, depending on who you ask, for making the DIY artisanal food culture cool. Of course, by the time things are identified, they're old, so this is not breaking news by any stretch. But we wanted to take a snapshot of the hipster food culture right now, in 2013. What is this movement doing to change the landscape of the service industry? Is this hipster dining revolution a real thing? We sat down with two guests, Leyte, fixture in the contemporary New York food scene, and Shiraz, who has worked both in the front and back of house at contemporary and fine dining establishments. They offered some perspective.
For me, hipster means that you're open to experimentation. You are questioning. You're not taking things for granted. I think that's all the good stuff. And then when I think about being a hipster, it also ties very much into being a millennial. And I know that's kind of like this markety word. But the truth is, you know, folks like Eric Asimov recently asked me, hey, you know, not to make you represent your entire generation, but how do I reach millennials better? How do we wine writers reach millennials better? And I thought it was really cool that he asked this question, because then I started thinking that maybe hipsters and millennials are kind of the kick in the butt that a lot of industries, you know, whether it's wine or healthcare or education, a lot of industries are needing that kick in the butt to innovate better. Pop-ups are a thing, you know, it's pop-ups are, for me, echoing a lot of what the tech world in New York is doing, which is trying out a concept in a way where you can get feedback quickly and early. The lean, you know, startup way of doing things that Eric Ries espouses. And pop-ups are chef owners, you know, former cooks. Yesterday they were cooks. Now they're potential chef owners. It's their way of trying out a concept and getting feedback and then opening in Brooklyn with cheap rent and having people actually come out there. It's great. All of this hipster stuff is enabling food that is making me feel like a little Asian kid again. Adam Platt just wrote a piece that really spoke to what I was feeling in my heart, which is that Asian fusion has become Asian hipster cuisine. And I know that from some really illuminating conversations with folks who work at the fine dining, multi-Michelin-starred places in, you know, in Midtown, and serving a totally different clientele from your bearded, plaid, shirted hipster dude, those chefs are asking those questions about, well, what is this weird hipster cuisine? What is hipster cuisine? And for me, it's just, I'm just happy that it's enabling Asian deliciousness in new ways.
My name is Shiraz Noor. I am not able to really define hipster, and I thought about that today. I think I know it when I see it, but I'm often wrong. And even when I'm right, I'm constantly surprised at what that actually means. I don't consider myself a hipster because I don't consider myself hip. I've never been personally very good at sort of identifying large groups of people, but I've also never been really into, you know, grouping demographics based on intangible things. The biggest surprise for me in terms of questions or expectations from guests in moving to Oska from somewhere like Blue Hill at Stone Barns was what was the type of questions being asked. So rather than what kind of vodka do you have, you know, a conversation about drinks early on may start with, do you have any orange wine? there's fewer questions about what's that ingredient in there and more questions pertaining to where did you get that ingredient. There's fewer requests for, you know, birthday candles and more requests for can we see the kitchen. It's all part of a collection of you know, of people that are dining now. And the reason that these people that I identify as hipsters, why I adore them so much is just sort of this trend towards people having a new appreciation for the nitty-gritty parts of dining. The best service in the world is in fine dining restaurants. And they know, you know, damn well how to get people, how to, you know, when I was on a service staff at 11 Madison Park, you know, you weren't just expected to know the food. You needed to know current events. You need to know, you needed to read the Times every week. You needed to know what was going on. You needed to know what was happening in the park, what was happening in the neighborhood. And it's, you know, it's important to be able to give everything that a guest could possibly want or ask for. The question is, you know, do you need to approach with caution? And do you need to, you know, take the time and let, you know, sort of the guests dictate how much of a meal or how big of a part of the meal you're going to be? Or is that something that, you know, is that a call that you're going to make from the beginning? And I think that bit of assertiveness or, you know, is a little bit newer and not necessarily better, but I think it does really well in a slightly less fine setting.
So it sounds like, at least to Shiraz and Leyti, that this infusion of young energy in the food world has opened new doors and created new possibilities for spreading good gastronomy to the masses. What does hipster mean to you? Let us know and get your voice in the mix as we continue this conversation. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, or email us at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Thanks for listening. This program was produced by Aaron Fairbanks and Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The song used in this piece is Hasid Dash by Archie Pelago.